Sunny 101.3. Tonight we have the girls' D1 district finals. The Johnson Brock Eagles hosting Bruning Davenport Shickley, also the Eagles. On the line tonight, a ticket to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. A special welcome to all of our listeners out in the Bruning Davenport and Shickley area, and those of you viewing the game tonight on Johnson Brock's Subscribe video stream. We're very pleased to be providing the audio feed to that video stream, so you can sit at home tonight, enjoy a picture of the ball game on your computer, and have our audio broadcast synced up with it perfectly. We do have a final score to pass along to you in the girls' district final action. Parkview Christian has been eliminated by Layton. The final score in that one in D2 was Layton 46 and Parkview Christian 29. So Layton has advanced in the D2 district finals tonight in a game completed just a few minutes ago. Other games going on tonight, Sacred Heart. The girls are at home. They are hosting Osceola. That game is scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off. John Nixon will have live coverage of that one over on our sister station, KTMC. Also, the Sterling Jets, the Sterling girls have reached a district final on a wild card. They are playing tonight at Elmwood Murdoch, and we do have a reporter on scene at Elmwood Murdoch who will be relaying scores to us by quarters. So we will keep you updated here on the Sterling girls and how they're doing in Elmwood Murdoch throughout our broadcast this evening here from Johnson Brock. I want to remind you also, of course, the Johnson Brock boys in the mix. They got a big sub-district win. They will have a district final game coming up on Monday. Now, the unofficial word, and keep in mind the term unofficial, is that they will be looking at either McCool Junction or Sandy Creek, depending on the outcome of the Ainsworth game that's being played right now. So we do know that the Johnson Brock boys will either play Sandy Creek or McCool Junction. Most likely that will be on Monday. Right now we're going to step aside, take a two-minute timeout. They're going to have our national anthem. Then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Lady Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands as your local Daikin dealer. Daikin is an industry leader towards... Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands as your local Daikin dealer. Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, while we're away, we have the singing of our national anthem. The colors being presented tonight by Bender Reese Post 330 from here in Johnson, doing a fine job out there. And we're getting closer to the opening tip-off of this girls' district final, a ticket to the state tournament on the line. Let's look at the starting lineups now for tonight's ball game. First of all, for BDS, Bruning, Davenport, Chicklick. They are 20-5 on the year, coached by Coach Hannah Gerberding. They'll go with Ashley Schlegel, a 5'4 senior. Ellie Hoynes, a senior at 5'6. Hannah Miller, 5'6 and a senior. Jessalyn Hudson, a senior at 6'3. And Mallory Dixon, 5'11 and a senior. Five seniors in the starting lineup tonight for BDS. Now for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a sophomore. Ellie Rasmussen, a senior. Natalie Knippelmeyer, she's a junior. Chloe Weiss, a sophomore. And Taryn Ottoman, also a sophomore. That's the starting five for Coach Mitchell Atkinson. The Lady Eagles come into the game tonight with an identical record to BDS. They are also 20-5 on the season. On paper, this looks to be quite the matchup. Identical records of 20-5. You look at common opponents, they fared about the same against common opponents. So we should have a lot of fun here. Our officials for tonight's game are Greg Harden, Dave Bryant, and Chase Bryant. Certainly one of the better officiating crews around Southeast Nebraska. We're very pleased to have them here to work the game for us tonight. Stepping in to jump it up will be Jessica Lynn Hudson. Jessa Hudson, 6'3 and a senior. She'll go against Taryn Ottoman, just a sophomore at about 6'1. Our official, Chase Bryant, steps into the center circle. We're underway. Here's the tip. It'll be controlled by BDS. I can't call them Eagles. Both teams are Eagles. BDS with the basketball. On the near side is Schlegel. Schlegel goes into the corner. Into the paint. Schlegel at the free throw line. Gives the ball up now to Hoynes. Hoynes lost the handle on it. The ball is loose. Hoynes gets it back. She's trapped in the paint. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. I believe this foul is going to go on Natalie Knippelmeyer. We'll see when they post it. Nope, check that. The foul is going to be on Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, her first personal, team foul number one on Johnson Brock. Opening seconds, no score here at Johnson. Inbound the pass to Hoynes on the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Comes up to Schlegel. Schlegel on the dribble, almost lost it. Goes back in to the right wing with the basketball. This is Hoynes in the basket. Hudson, turn around in the lane. Up and good. Jessa Hudson with the first bucket. Bruning Davenport wearing black jerseys with dark maroon numbers. Nearly impossible to read here, unfortunately. We have seen the girls before Mudeca, so we're somewhat familiar with them. There's a driving layup in the paint, a fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Hudson and Ottoman tied it up down there fighting for the rebound. Alternating possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the ball inbounding at Brooklyn Behrens on the baseline. She stands on the right side of her own basket. Behrens has to hurry now. Lobs it in, gets it into Rasmussen in the paint. Driving lay-in up off the front of the rim, won't go. But Halle Rasmussen will be fouled and will put Rasmussen at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to go on BDS's Hannah Miller. On Miller, her first, team foul number one on BDS. At the line, Halle Rasmussen. Chance to try and tie this thing up. Johnson Brock trails 2-0. Rasmussen, first free throw is on the way. Up and good. Makes it 2-1. BDS up by a single point. We haven't yet played a minute. 7:03 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson Brock High School. Rasmussen's second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Got them both, and we're tied at 2 apiece. Schlegel inbounds the pass. She has it in backcourt, works the dribble, loses her dribble, and she travels with the basketball. Traveling called on Ashley Schlegel. It's a full house tonight. The Johnson Brock side is packed. BDS about 90% filled. We got a lot of fans packed into this gym tonight for the big ball game. Inbound it to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens at the top of the key, works the dribble to the left side of the free throw circle. Goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer to the top of the key. Rasmussen around the horn to the right wing. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Now it comes back to Behrens. Behrens goes into the corner right side, reverses. Behrens a floater in the paint. No, couldn't get it. And the rebound brought down by BDS. Hannah Cadle in the lineup now off the bench. Cadle down court with the basketball. Puts a pass to the right side in the corner. It goes off of Schlegel out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Johnson Brock will get the ball back. The crowd is into this thing early. You can tell everybody up on their feet, shouting and yelling. The entire student body for Johnson Brock standing down to our right. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the right wing. That's Rasmussen up top to Knippelmeyer. Around to Ottoman, now left side, Chloe Weiss with the ball. Weiss Again goes to Rasmussen across court. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Bounce pass to Ottoman in the corner. Ottoman driving in. Baseline driving. Layup. Ottoman, no. She gets knocked to the floor. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Behrens. Ball goes out of bounds off of Behrens. And it'll go over to BDS. Boy, a lot of contact under there. Taryn Ottoman got knocked to the floor on the layup, but no whistle, and it'll be BDS's basketball. Across to Slagle with the pass. Slagle at midcourt, knocks Knippelmeyer to the floor. No whistle there. Puts the ball inside now to Hoynes. Here's a three from the top of the key put up by Hudson. No. Hannah Cadle with the rebound. Cadle out to Slagle with the ball, and now again finds Hoynes in the paint. This is Slagle off to Hannah Cadle. Cadle up top again. Ashley Slagle to the near side. Hoynes. Pass stolen away by Ottoman. Three on two. Fast break. Ottoman takes it in for the driving layup. A blocking foul on the baseline, and I believe we'll put Taryn Ottoman most likely to the free throw line. Let's see who the foul is going to be called on when they post it. At the free throw line will be Taryn Ottoman. She'll be shooting two shots. Looks to the basket. First shot is on the way up and good. Ottoman hits the first one. That foul is going to be on Ashley Slagle, her first, team foul number two on BDS. Taryn Ottoman has given Johnson Brock their first lead at 3-2. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Second free throw is up. It's good, but a lane violation, and it'll be waved off. She made it, but it won't count. A lane violation on Johnson Brock. The score remains 3-2. This is a game where every point counts. Remember that lane violation. That could be important in this one. Slagle in the corner right side gets the pass from Hoynes up to Cadle. Cadle goes inside to Hudson. Back to Slagle driving the baseline right side. She double dribbled with the basketball. Good defense on the baseline on the left side there by Johnson Brock. Substitute into the ballgame now. Let's see who we've got checking in to the contest, I believe. Well, we'll wait until she gets turned this way. Again, we have the maroon numbers on the black jerseys. Very difficult to read. Talk to the other radio stations. They said that's the problem. Here's a shot up by Ottoman, blocked away by Hudson. Down court comes Cadle with the basketball. Gives it up to Hudson. Hudson comes to the near side with it. Haley Silva, that's who checked in a minute ago. There's Cadle for a try for a driving layup. Behrens tried to save it from going out of bounds. She touched it last, and it'll stay with BDS. Haley Silva in the ballgame. Now Cadle on the left wing with the basketball. Ball knocked away by Chloe Weiss. It's loose on the floor, out of bounds. Touch last by Weiss. Weiss was battling with Hudson for the ball. And it is touched last by Chloe Weiss. It'll belong to BDS. BDS basketball. Miller inbounds it. Hannah Miller into Hannah Cadle. Cadle works against the defense to the right side. Comes back to Miller with the basketball. Goes to Hannah Cadle. Cadle looking for Miller on the baseline. Can't get it to her. Goes to the left wing. Into Hudson in the paint. Ball tipped away. Weiss had it for a moment. Hudson gets it back. Cadle down into the corner. Gives to Miller. Miller driving baseline. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Hudson. Follow shot. Put back. Up and good. Jessica Lynn Hudson got the put back. She has 4 points. And it's 4-3. BDS up by one. Johnson Brock basketball. This is Natalie Knippelmeyer. A cross court pass. Goes to Ottoman. Ottoman, lob pass, puts it inside. Ball tipped around. Turn around. Shot up off the glass and good by Helle Rasmussen. Nice move by Rasmussen to do that little turnaround shot and dropped it in. Down court pass, stolen away. Brooklyn Behrens. Three on one, fast break. Driving layup, bump and good by Helle Rasmussen. Brooklyn Behrens with the steal. Rasmussen with the bucket. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. 3:42 to play first period. Johnson Brock up 7-4. We're back with the Peru State College Game of the Week in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, those those of you enjoying the broadcast tonight on Johnson Brock's Stride TV video stream will see what I'm talking about when you look at the attire here worn by BDS. Black jerseys with very, very dark maroon numerals. And not a lot of trim on there to help discern those numbers. Very difficult to read. Fortunately, we've seen the girls before this year. That helps us a lot. That was Miller with the basketball. Miller down court to the near side. Gets it into the hands of Silva. Silva feeds to Slagle. Back up top it comes to Miller. To the left elbow in the paint. Jump shot. Free throw line up and good. Getting that shot to fall from the left side was Helly Hoynes. That's Hoynes' first 2 points. It's 7-6. Here's Ottoman for three off the back of the iron. The rebound, Barron's fights for it. It goes out of bounds. Tipped on the baseline. And we'll see who touched the last. In the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Checking into the contest is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer on the floor. They say the ball was touched last by Johnson Brock. So Anna Cadel checks back in. And it'll go over to the BDS Eagles. Cadel gets the inbound pass, comes to Slagle, nearly stolen by Knippelmeyer. Slagle with the dribble, gets it near the timeline. Now into the corner on the far left side, that's Miller with the basketball. Back up to Cadel, near side Slagle, right side of the free throw line, Slagle. Across finds Miller with it. Miller guarded by Buckmeyer, couldn't get the shot. Now Cadel for three from the left wing, short off the rim. Miller with the rebound. Here comes Slagle to the right side of the lane. Again feeds Miller. Cadel will try for three again from the left side. It's up, off, no good. Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Natalie Knippelmeyer down court to the left side. In the paint. Here's a shot off the glass up. That won't go down for Rasmussen. Rebound BDS. Slagle on the dribble. Buckmeyer gives chase. Slagle works to the left elbow. Buckmeyer tips the ball away from her. She recovers it in backcourt. Nearly stolen. Cadel underneath. Goes inside with it. Tries to get it into Hudson, or Silva rather. Back to the top of the key. Cadel. Here's a shot from the left side. Up and good. And I believe they called that one a three. Yes, they did. A three from the left wing. And that one was by Helly Hoynes. Hoynes got the three from the left elbow. Check that. That was actually Schlegel that got the three, not Hoynes. Had trouble seeing that number. Here's a steal. Ball stolen back. Brooklyn Barons driving layup. She will be fouled. Barons, the ball was stolen. BDS had it here on the left wing. Then Barons reached in and stole it right back. When she went in for the layup, she was fouled. She will be at the line. The foul is going to be on Hannah Miller. On Miller, her second personal. Team foul number three on BDS. At the line, Brooklyn Barons shooting two shots. The left-handed free throw up short. Just off to the left. She'll get another attempt. 9-7, your score now. On top are the BDS Eagles. Brooklyn Barons, ready for her second free throw. It's on the way. This one is up, and it bounces around and got the roll. Got it to fall. 9-8, a one-point lead for BDS. Anna Cadel, a cross-court pass to Hudson. Hudson feeds it to the corner left side. Miller in the corner, driving baseline left side. No chance to get to the basket there. Back to the top of the key to Cadel. Inside they go with it to Hudson. Now a three from the top of the key that's up and off the rim. The ball is tipped around. A rebound driving lay-in. Up and good for BDS on the baseline on the left side. Getting that layup was Helly Hoynes. There's a driving layup. Knippelmeyer can't get it. But a whistle and a foul, I think, came on the floor before the shot. So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. The foul is going to be on Helly Hoynes. On Hoynes, her first personal, team foul number four on BDS. Barons has to hurry. Gets the ball inbounds. Bobs it in to Chloe Weiss. Weiss to the top of the key to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Cadel chases after Knippelmeyer in the paint. To the right wing, Weiss driving underneath, feeds it into Ottoman. Ottoman got hammered, no whistle. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Ottoman tried to go up with a shot. Hudson got a hand on the basketball. Johnson Brock fans wanted a foul. No whistle. Instead, a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow goes to BDS. Brooklyn Buckmeyer up off the bench, getting ready to check back in for Johnson Brock. BDS with the basketball down court. Hannah Cadel on the right side. Cadel penetrates in the paint. Little floater up over Ottoman. It's up and good. Hannah Cadel with her first 2 points. And BDS has jumped out to a 13-8 lead here with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. BDS up by five. Johnson Brock, Chloe Weiss with the ball. to the left side. Lillinus in the ball game now. Anna Lillinus handles the ball. Gives to Ottoman. Ottoman in the paint. Out to Lillinus. Lillinus beats Ottoman in the corner left side. Looking for the cutter in the paint. Goes to Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Weiss feeds underneath. Brooklyn Barons lost the ball out of bounds with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Buckmeyer into the lineup now. She'll replace Brooklyn Barons and give Barons a little breather. Johnson Brock down by five here with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 13-8. BDS with the lead. BDS with the basketball. It comes to Hudson at the midcourt line. She dribbles across the timeline. Anna Lillinus gives chase up to Hannah Cadle. Now they'll play for one shot here with 4 seconds. Cadle, ball stolen away. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with 2 seconds goes for a layup. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. The buzzer sounds. That's the end of the quarter. After one period, it's BDS 13 and Johnson Brock 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring update from Falls City. The Sacred Heart Irish leading Osceola 12-8 after one quarter. Sacred Heart over Osceola 12-8 after one. Here it's 13-8. Johnson Brock trailing BDS. There's a pass stolen away. Slagle with the ball. Picks up a dribble in backcourt. Across to the left side to Silva. Down into Hudson. In the paint. In traffic. Handling the ball is Hoynes. She falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Everybody fighting after. Flipped out and Hannah Cadle comes up with the ball. Cadle bounce pass to the right side. Finds Hudson again. In the paint. Battling with the basketball is Hoynes. Now we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul. Is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Eagles will be called for the personal. We'll see who they tag it on here. Looks like the foul is going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Here's a shot up and good for three by Hannah Cadle. Cadle nails a three, and just like that, BDS has doubled up the score on Johnson Brock at 16-8. Eagles need to find some offense. There it is, a three by Taryn Ottoman in the corner on the left side. Ottoman answers with a three of her own. Pulls Johnson Brock back to within five. Now Hannah Cadle down court with the basketball. Cadle gives it up top again to Hoynes. From the left side, a long three up and off. No good. Rebound to Johnson Brock's Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen down court. Tried to feed it into Chloe Weiss. Weiss lost the ball. Puts it up into the air. Turnover gives it back to BDS. Cadle on the dribble. Chasing Cadle down court is Chloe Weiss. Cadle drug the pivot foot. She traveled. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Johnson Brock. Natalie Knippelmeyer back onto the floor. Brooklyn Barons also checks in. Lillinus will set down. Also, Chloe Weiss. Or no, check that. Weiss stays in with us. 16-11, your score. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass. Chloe Weiss across timeline on the dribble. Between the rings, top of the key. Left side, Ottoman. She'll try another three. This one's off the back of the rim. The rebound. Oh, big collision on the baseline. Chloe Weiss kind of got the worst end of that. Things are starting to get a little bit physical down here. Weiss went flying across the floor. The foul on Hallie Hoynes, her second personal, team foul number five. Hoynes will leave the ball game after that little dust-up. Silva checks in to replace her. On the baseline, Taryn Ottoman to inbound it. Baseline left side to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer brings it up on the left wing to Rasmussen. Back to Ottoman in the corner. Ottoman takes a couple of dribbles. Works in the paint. Driving layup. Ottoman couldn't get it. Rebound Barons. Barons spurs it out of there. She'll turn around and try a layup of her own. She will be fouled and will put Brooklyn Barons at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Hannah Cadle. On Cadle, her first, team foul number six at the free throw line. Brooklyn Barons, she's one out of two from the free throw line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Cole Johnson-Brock back to within four. They trailed by as much as eight at 16-8. Barons will try to make it a three-point ball game. Second free throw is up. It is short, but the rebound tipped around, and coming out of there with it is Cadle. Cadle comes up with a loose basketball for BDS. Still fighting in backcourt. Looked like the foot drug there, but no traveling call. Now Cadle with the basketball. Johnson-Brock fans are not happy at this point with the ball on the near side. On the dribble is Silva. She gives it up to Cadle. 5:55 to play first half. 16-12. Turnaround shot. Hudson up and off. No good. Rebound. Knippelmeyer comes down with it. Wait a minute. I think Natalie Knippelmeyer may get tagged for a foul. She used a forearm to clear out there. And Knippelmeyer not only picks up the foul, but we lose the possession for Johnson-Brock. On Knippelmeyer, her first, team foul number three on the Johnson-Brock Eagles. BDS basketball. They'll play it in under their own bucket. Silva to toss it in. She stands to the left side of the backboard. Now lobs it into Hudson in the paint. Hudson's going to go up with a shot into the bucket. Couldn't get it. She traveled. Traveling call on Jessalyn Hudson. Five seniors in the starting lineup for BDS out here. They are a very heavy senior-laden team. And now it'll be Johnson-Brock's basketball. Johnson-Brock down by four. I can't get by with calling them Eagles tonight. We've got Eagles on both sides of the floor here. We'll go JB and BDS, I guess. Johnson-Brock's basketball. Knippelmeyer for three off the back of the iron. Rebound, Ottoman. Ottoman tries to go up with a shot. She will be fouled. And we'll have a foul called on Hudson. On Hudson, that will be her first. And we'll put Taryn Ottoman to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Ottoman is one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 4 points. Here shooting two, Taryn Ottoman, free throw on the way up, it's good. It's a three-point basketball game, 16-13, BDS up by three. They led by as much as eight, 16-8. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw attempt is up, it's good also. She made them both. Now it's a two-point basketball game with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Slagle had it dribbled away by Knippelmeyer. Went out of bounds off of Slagle. Johnson-Brock may have got the call that time as Knippelmeyer had a lot of contact with Slagle knocking that ball away. Slagle touched the last, and it'll be Johnson-Brock's basketball. Inbound the ball to Brooklyn Barons. Barons almost didn't see that thing coming. With the ball is Barons, guarded in the man-to-man defense by Hannah Cadle. Gives off to Ottoman. Ottoman wants to drive on Hudson. Clears it back up top. Rasmussen, jump shot is up. Off the rim, no, but a whistle and a foul. And now we'll put Helle Rasmussen at the line, where she'll be shooting two shots for Johnson-Brock. That foul is going to be on Domeyer. On Domeyer, her first personal. At the free throw line, Rasmussen. Shot is up and good. Ellie Rasmussen is now 3-for-3 from the line. And we've got a timeout taken on the floor with 5:13 to play in the first half. It's a one-point ball game, 16-15. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson-Brock High School. 5:13 to play in the first half. 16-15 your score. BDS up by one. At the free throw line for Johnson-Brock will be Helle Rasmussen. She is 3-for-3 from the line so far tonight. Rasmussen at the line takes aim. Shot is on the way up and off and got it. It bounced off the rim and then dropped in four. We're tied up at 16 all. It's an 8-0 run for Johnson-Brock. They trailed 16-8. There's a ball stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Barons. Barons works to the left wing. Gives it out to Knippelmeyer for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Slagle comes down with it for BDS. Gives it out onto the left wing. Now trapped down in the corner. BDS trying to get rid of the basketball. They get it across the timeline. I believe that's Silva with the basketball. Hudson in the corner for three from the left side. Off no good. Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Natalie Knippelmeyer being chased by Silva. Picks up her dribble. Gives it up to Taryn Ottman. Back it comes to Knippelmeyer for three. Off the iron. No. Rebound goes to the floor. People battling after it. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, that'll be her second personal. Team foul number four on Johnson Brock. Here's Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the lineup. Buckmeyer checking in to replace Natalie Knippelmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a sophomore. Cadel in backcourt with the basketball across court pass to Silva. Back it comes to Hannah Cadel. Right side Slagle. Inside Hudson from the corner. A long three right side in and out of there. Rebound pulled down by Ottoman. Outlet pass goes to Behrens. Behrens across the timeline with the basketball. At the top of the key, Behrens on the dribble. Works to the right side now. Goes over to Chloe Weiss. Back up top to Behrens. Behrens in the paint. Driving lay-in up. Good! Brooklyn Behrens with her first two-pointer. Johnson Brock goes on top now, 18-16. It's a 10-0 run for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Cadel from the left side. Open set shot up and good. Hannah Cadel answers quickly from the left wing to tie it back up once again at 18 apiece. Here comes Brooklyn Behrens to the free throw line. Behrens across court pass. Got it across to Chloe Weiss. Weiss holds the ball for a moment. Penetrates in the paint. Top of the key. Rasmussen for three. Off the rim. Weiss with the rebound in the corner left side. Back up top. The pass comes to Rasmussen. She'll reset the offense. That's Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Off it goes to Brooklyn Behrens on the right wing. Rasmussen again to Weiss around the horn. Buckmeyer handles the basketball in the corner on the left side. All the way into the corner. Brooklyn Behrens penetrates in. The little floater is blocked away. Hannah Cadel comes up with the rebound. Ball is stolen back the other way. Chloe Weiss, Cadel with her driving layup. Good. Chloe Weiss with her first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson Brock goes back on top 20-18. Here comes BDS with the basketball. Slagle to the right side. Miller for three. Off no good. Rebound brought down by Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens with the basketball. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock, 2:49 to go first half. Johnson Brock up 20-18. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Elmwood Murdoch is leading Sterling after one quarter, 11-5 in that D1 district at Elmwood, or at Murdoch. 11-5, Elmwood Murdoch over Sterling after one quarter. 2:49 to play here now in our first half. 20-18, Johnson Brock up by two. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball when play is resumed. Inbounding the ball for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Helly Rasmussen to toss it in. Rasmussen, inbound pass to Chloe Weiss. Weiss, very patiently to the top of the key. BDS setting in a 2-3 zone. Weiss with the ball on the right elbow. To Brooklyn Buckmeyer, top of the key. Back to Weiss, into the corner. Brooklyn Behrens, baseline left side of the basket. There's it back up top again to Weiss. Weiss and Rasmussen play catch with it between the rings at the top of the circle. Not able to penetrate into the paint. Now Buckmeyer handles the ball, goes back to Weiss. Weiss driving in, tries to go for a layup, has it blocked away and stolen by Hudson. Hudson, outlet pass goes to Cadel with the basketball. Cadel's pass wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. Into the stands, it'll be a turnover right back to Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will play it in backcourt on the side. Crosses the inbound pass into Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the ball. Into the corner, it goes down baseline to Chloe Weiss. Weiss to the top of the key, around the horn on the right side. Ottoman in the paint. Here's Behrens with a driving lay-in up and good. Brooklyn Behrens got the lay-in inside the paint. It's a 4-point Johnson Brock lead 22-18, under 2 minutes to play now in the first half. A minute 49 on the clock here in the second quarter. On the near side, Slagle with the basketball. Almost had it dribbled away. The ball was loose. Slagle now does lose a handle on it. Everybody after it. Buckmeyer comes out with the basketball. Buckmeyer holds things up and gives it up to Ottoman. Ottoman down court across the timeline. A minute and a half to go here. 90 seconds to play first half. 22-18. Johnson Brock up by four. Ball is knocked out of Chloe Weiss's hands over on the far side by Hoynes, I believe. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Inbound the pass on the right wing. To the near side, Ottoman with it. Now to Buckmeyer in the corner on the left side. Ottoman. Baseline in the corner. Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Ottoman holds it again at the top of the key, looking for Buckmeyer in the corner. Can't get it. Here's a jump shot from the right side up. Bounces around and good by Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen got the roll. She's in double figures, has 10 points. It's 24-18. Johnson Brock up by six. Hudson in the corner, left side for BDS. To the near side, Slagle with the ball. Slagle to Cadle for three in the corner. Off the rim, no. Slagle, rebound, follow shot up. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Most likely it's going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer got in front of her. And stepping to the line will be Ashley Slagle on Buckmeyer. That'll be her second personal, team foul number five on Johnson Brock. Ashley Slagle at the line. Shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. No good. Slagle has 3 points on a tray earlier. She'll have another shot coming here. Barons will take a breather. Anna Lillinus checks in for the final 48 seconds of the period here. Ashley Slagle, second free throw is up. This one is off. No good. And the rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Johnson Brock with a 6-point lead and a chance to play for one here with 40 seconds to go. Ottoman goes to Buckmeyer off to the right elbow. One dribble for Buckmeyer, back up top to Ottoman. Left wing with it, Rasmussen. They'll just hold the ball as the clock winds down to 30 seconds. Coach Mitchell Atkinson tells Ottoman, back it out here near the midcourt line. If they're not coming after us, let's wind the clock down. 21 seconds to go. They're going to play for one shot here. BDS not turning up the pressure, just letting Ottoman stand out here and hold the basketball with 13 seconds. Now we're down to 10. Johnson Brock will start to move. Buckmeyer comes to Ottoman. Ottoman launches a long three. It's up. It's off. No good. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Ball is out to Cadle. Cadle tries a half-court shot. Almost got it. After two quarters of play at the half, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading BDS. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 24 and BDS 18. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your
your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime, and it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading BDS 24-18, our halftime score. Looking at the individual numbers for BDS, Hannah Cadle leads the way. She came off the bench to score 7 points. Kelly Hoynes has 4, Jessica Hudson with 4, and Ashley Schlegel added 3 for their total of 18. From the free throw line, BDS went 0 for 2 from the line. For Johnson Brock, Hallie Rasmussen leads the way at halftime. She has 10 points. 6 points for Taryn Ottoman. Also with 6 points is Brooklyn Behrens. And Chloe Weiss has 2 for their total of 24. Lots of free throws in the first half for Johnson Brock. They made 9 out of 12 from the charity stripe. So 9 big points at the free throw line for the Lady Eagles. And they hold a 24-18 halftime lead. This has been the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll give you a local weather update, 2 more minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank, proud to partner with local schools and be part of the Falls City community since 1880, with a tradition of personalized and local community banking now and into the future. In addition to the new school savings programs, the SCORE School Support Program has resulted in local Frontier Bank officers presenting over $900 to Sacred Heart and nearly $1,900 to Falls City Public Schools for achieving academic and athletic goals. Frontier Bank, online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 15 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48, lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading BDS by 6. 24-18 our halftime score. Johnson Brock trailed by 5 after one quarter, 13-8. Fell behind by as much as 8 points at 16-8. Before going on a 16-10 run and take this 6-point lead. Other scores we have for you at halftime in the D2 district final being played in Falls City. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading Osceola at the half, 30-14, the halftime score. Sacred Heart over Osceola. Also in the district final, D1 girls played at Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch is leading Sterling at halftime, 25-7, and Sterling does not have a field goal in the first half. All 7 of their points have come at the free throw line. They're running a box and one up there on Macy Richardson, and Sterling has not been able to generate a single field goal in the entire first half. 25-7, Elmwood Murdoch leading the Lady Jets of Sterling at the half at Elmwood. Once again here at Johnson, our halftime score 24-18. Quite a turnaround there in the second period for Johnson Brock as they had trailed after one quarter, 13-8. We're ready to move into third quarter action. The basketball will belong to BDS. They will inbound it. Hannah Miller to inbound the pass. Miller tosses into the corner. There's a three on the way that's up and off. No good. Brooklyn Barons came down with the rebound. Then we get a whistle and a foul, or no, check that. The ball just was stepped out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass to Chloe Weiss from Helly Rasmussen. Weiss across the timeline with a 6-point lead to start this second half. To Rasmussen on the near side. She goes across court pass. Natalie Knippelmeyer down to Chloe Weiss, baseline left side. Top of the key, that's Ottoman with the basketball to the near side. Rasmussen backs it out. Man-to-man defense this time or no? We're still in the zone here for BDS. Into the corner, right side with the ball is Rasmussen. Across court pass, this is Chloe Weiss, feeds Rasmussen. To the left elbow, Ottoman around the horn. Knippelmeyer couldn't get an open look. Ottoman for three, got it! Taryn Ottoman opens the scoring to start the third quarter with the three. 27-18, Johnson Brock's biggest lead of the ballgame, up by 9. BDS, who led by 8, now trail by 9. 1 minute into the second half. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. This is Hallie Hoynes with the ball on the left wing. Into the corner, Slagle back to Hoynes. Inside, Hudson goes up with a shot. She will be fouled. And we're going to put Hudson at the free throw line, Jessa Lynn Hudson. She has 4 points so far in the ballgame for the Eagles. The foul is going to be on Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, her second personal, team foul number 1 of the half on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line, Hudson, she has not been to the line tonight. First one is up and good. Jessalyn Hudson, a 6'3 senior, has 5 points now in the ballgame. She'll have a second free throw coming here for BDS. Second shot is on the way. This one is off, no good. BDS with the rebound. They feed it underneath. There's a shot blocked away nicely. The ball goes out of bounds off of BDS. Great defensive effort by Chloe Weiss down there to block the shot and then knock the ball off of a BDS player. JB gets the basketball. Rasmussen down court to set it up. Oh, she was looking left. Knippelmeyer came up and saved the day. As Weiss wasn't expecting the pass, Knippelmeyer chased it down before it got out of bounds. On the near side, this is Ottoman with the ball at the top of the key. Around the horn to Chloe Weiss in the corner on the left side. Skip pass to the near side. Back to Rasmussen it comes. That's Weiss with the basketball. Rasmussen, top of the circle. Thought about the three. Now Ottoman holds it for a moment. Takes one dribble and goes back to Rasmussen for three. Got it. Ellie Rasmussen hits the three. She's got 13 points. And suddenly, it's a 30-19, 11-point lead for JB. What a turnaround here for the Lady Eagles, who trailed by 8 earlier in the ballgame. Into the corner. There's a 3 from the right side. Up and good. We'll try and pick up the girl's number when she comes up the floor. That was Miller that got the 3. Hannah Miller nails a 3 from the corner. Here's a 3 on the way for Johnson Brock. In and out of there. Wouldn't stay down, and Miller gets the rebound. Long down court pass to the far side. Hoynes across court. Ball stolen away. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer on the breakaway layup. Driving lay-in up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer's first 2 points of the ball game as she gets the lay-in. 32-22. The lead is back to 10. With the basketball is Slagle. Into the corner left side, Miller. Back up top, it comes to Slagle. That's Hoynes at the top of the key. Hoynes holds the ball at the top of the circle. Left side ball stolen away again. With the steal this time, Chloe Weiss feeds it across. The ball stolen back the other way by Miller. Miller does a great job defensively to come up with the steal. Looked like Johnson Brock was going to have another breakaway for an easy two, but BDS got back in time on defense. Hoynes for three, top of the circle. No. Barron's with the rebound. Loose basketball coming out of there with it. Down court, it goes to Knippelmeyer. Saved it from going out of bounds. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. 4:47 to play third period. Johnson Brock up by 10, 32-22. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And repeating those scores around the area, Sacred Heart leading Osceola at halftime 30-14. Elwood Murdoch leading Sterling at halftime 25-7. Here Johnson Brock up by 10, 32-22 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball is tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Hoynes across the way. Halle Hoynes knocked it away. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Weiss to inbound it. Up top to Brooklyn Barron's. Barron's comes to the right elbow with it to Rasmussen. Back up top again to Barron's. Rasmussen right wing. Now down to Ottoman in the corner. Taryn Ottoman wants to penetrate. Looking for Knippelmeyer in the paint. No pass there. Again finds Rasmussen. This is Barron's wanting to go inside with it. Can't get there. This defense is pretty effective that BDS runs here in keeping Johnson Brock away from the bucket. Now driving in, there goes Barron's. The shot is blocked. It's tipped out and grabbed up by Chloe Weiss. Weiss comes across to Ottoman on the right side, looking for the cutter in the paint. Nobody there. Brooklyn Barron's to the corner left side. Skip pass across. Long three on the way up and off, no good. It's being chased down in the corner by Knippelmeyer. Ball is stolen in the corner. Down court comes Hoynes with the ball. Hoynes with a 2-on-3 fast break. Decides to hold things up and come to the top of the key to Hudson. Around to Hannah Cadle on the left wing. Cadle between the rings, top of the key. Left side, Silva. Underneath is Hoynes. Hoynes walks towards the basket. Shot is up. I think she traveled. No, a foul. Going to be a foul called on Johnson Brock. We're going to be shooting two shots. Hoynes will be at the line shooting two. Foul is on Taryn Otto. Ottoman. On Ottoman, her first team foul, number two, at the free throw line is going to be Helly Hoynes. She's not been to the line yet tonight, has 4 points in the basketball game. Hoynes' free throw is up. It is in and out of there. Couldn't get it to fall. She'll try again. Hoynes will get a second attempt. 3:33 to play in the third period here at Johnson. 32-22. Johnson Rock up by 10. Helly Hoynes, second free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. Got the second one to drop. Substitute checking in now for BDS. We'll see who comes onto the floor. Checking into the lineup, that's Slagle back onto the floor. Ashley Slagle, a 5'4 senior. Full court pressure now by BDS. It's a 9-point ball game. Johnson Brock against the press. They get it inbounded to Rasmussen. Cadle chases Rasmussen down. She's trapped on the side. Needs help. Rasmussen gets rid of the basketball to Ottoman. Ottoman takes it in the paint. Kicks it out to the left side to Behrens. Top of the key. Around the horn it goes. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back up again to Chloe Weiss, who finds Rasmussen with the pass. Weiss and Rasmussen passing the ball back and forth. Driving layup. Rasmussen, no. Rebound, Behrens. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody's down there diving after it. Finally, a held ball is called, and it's BDS's possession on the alternating possession. BDS will get the basketball. Looks like back into the lineup now comes Mallory Dixon. Dixon, 5'11 senior into the contest. Dixon is on the floor now for BDS. In backcourt is Hoynes. Comes to Slagle with the ball. Slagle, bounce pass goes to Hoynes. Ball is loose. Stolen away. Rasmussen comes up with the steal. Gives it up to Taryn Ottoman, and she'll bring it up court. Ottoman to set the offense. Pulls up for three. She got it. Taryn Ottoman, her second three-pointer of the half. Three three-pointers in the ball game is 35-23. The lead is 12. Here's a collision in front of the scorer's table. I think the foul is going to be called on Knippelmeyer. On Natalie, that'll be her third personal. Team foul number three on Johnson Brock. That'll bring Brooklyn Buckmeyer off the bench. Buckmeyer in now for Natalie Knippelmeyer, setting down with three personals. Cadle with the basketball. Law pass goes inside with it. Hudson tries to move to the basket. There's a driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in under the basket. I'll have to wait till she comes down court and turns toward me. That was going to be Helly Hoynes that got the two. Makes it 35-25. It's a 10-point ball game now. Johnson Brock led momentarily there by 12. Underneath the basket, shot is up. Ottoman doesn't go. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on Anna Lillinus, battling for that rebound. Lillinus picks up her first personal. Team foul number four. It'll be BDS's basketball. Well, momentarily there, Johnson Brock led the ball game 35-23, and that was at the 2.5-minute mark here in the third. That equaled their biggest lead of the game, up by 12 after trailing by 8. Now BDS within 10, 35-25. Hoynes down court fast to Slagle. Slagle into the corner. There's Cadle for three. Got it. And Cadle is in double figures. She has 10 points for BDS. Cadle nails the three. Pulls BDS back to within 7. Now Chloe Weiss to the right side to Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball. Across the court left side to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens looks to Lillinus in the corner. No, Behrens goes in. Has her shot blocked away nicely by Hudson. Hudson got a hand up there and swatted that thing away. Knocked out of bounds by Hudson. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Miller back into the lineup now. Hannah Miller, 5'6", senior, onto the floor for BDS. Behrens to inbound the pass on the baseline. Lobs it in. It's tipped away and stolen by Slagle. Costly turnover there for Johnson Brock. Hannah Cadle with the dribble. Cadle at the midcourt circle to the right side. In underneath the Hudson against Ottoman. Shot is up. No. Rebound brought down into the basket by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens on the push down court. Behrens to the left side. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Across court pass to the near side. Anna Lillinus has to go up the ladder to get that one. Ottoman at the free throw line. She'll put a jump shot up from there that's off the back of the iron. And the rebound to Silva. Miller, rather. Miller gets the outlet pass to Slagle. She'll bring it up court. 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's Cadle with a little floater that's up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot won't go. Battle for the rebound. Everybody after it. Hudson has it. In traffic. Top of the key. Slagle for three. It's off. Hudson with the rebound again in traffic. Hudson with a fallaway shot up and good. Jessica Hudson has 6 points, and it's a five-point basketball game with 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock may very well come in and just play for one here now. Up by five, they led it by as much as 12, 35-23, but it's been a 7-0 run for BDS since that point. That was at 2.5 minutes to go. 15 seconds to go. Johnson Brock just holding the basketball. They want to be sure they get to the break here with the five-point lead at a minimum. They'll play for one. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Ottoman, top of the key. Long three. Up and off, no good by Brooklyn Behrens. There's the buzzer. No shot. After three quarters, Johnson Brock on top, 35-30. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes to go here in regulation. Johnson Brock has the basketball as we move into the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock up 35-30. Rasmussen up top to Chloe Weiss. A cross-court pass to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with three fouls now. Sat out part of that third quarter. Natalie Knippelmeyer around the horn to the left wing. Down to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman guarded by Hudson. Not able to get to the basket for the inside game very much tonight. Ottoman's hit a couple of threes. In fact, she's got three of them tonight. They took away the inside game, so she answers with 3 three-pointers. Chloe Weiss feeds to the right side to Rasmussen. She got tied up, and there's a travel on Rasmussen. The ball will go back over to BDS. So now the BDS Lady Eagles with a chance to eat away at that Johnson Brock lead further. It's 35-30. Johnson Brock by five. 7 minutes, 18 seconds to go. There's a pass across court out of bounds. Miller was looking for Slagle over there. She didn't see it coming, and the ball went into the scorer's table. Johnson Brock gets the possession back and comes down to set the offense. On the dribble, that's Helly Rasmussen, gives off to Ottoman. Near side, Chloe Weiss with the ball. Around to the right elbow with it, Knippelmeyer. Top of the key, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens feeds the left wing to Weiss. Now Knippelmeyer in the corner. Back between the rings, top of the circle, Rasmussen. On the near side, Ottoman. Ottoman just going to hold the ball a minute. Finds Rasmussen with the pass. Now Knippelmeyer. Lob pass to the right side, Brooklyn Behrens. They're working around the outside of the three-point arc, the outside perimeter here, not able to penetrate inside the three-point line against this zone defense from BDS. Now with the basketball is Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens on the right elbow, Chloe Weiss. Weiss for three from the right side. Got it! Chloe Weiss with a big three-pointer for Johnson Brock. Puts the Eagles back up by 8, 38-30, 6:15 to go in the basketball game. This is Slagle with the ball for BDS. To the near side comes to Miller. Inside, Hudson. Hudson over Ottoman. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer down court, weaving in and out of defenders. Feeds it to the left side. A cross-court pass comes to Ottoman with the ball. Ottoman holds it up left wing, Knippelmeyer. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's up and off, no good. That was put up by Rasmussen. The ball gets away, goes out of bounds off of Ottoman, and it'll belong to BDS. BDS Eagles will have the basketball. They'll play it in backcourt. Looks like Johnson Brock's going to come out in a little bit of pressure now. Johnson Brock applying some pressure. Inbound the pass. They get it into Hudson. Hudson holds the ball across court pass to the far side. Silva. Now Cadle. Hannah Cadle. Bounce pass to Slagle in the corner. Slagle in traffic. Has the ball dribbled away by Ottoman. And coming out of the pile with the basketball is Brooklyn Barons. 38-30. Johnson Brock up by 8. Trying to earn a ticket to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. 5.5 minutes to go in this district final. JB with the 8-point advantage and the basketball. Kniffelmeyer at the top of the circle. On the right wing to Brooklyn Barons with the ball. Back to Ottoman across court. Ottoman finds Chloe Weiss with the ball. Weiss over to Rasmussen. Around into the corner. Kniffelmeyer holds it for a moment. Bounce pass. Rasmussen again to Kniffelmeyer for 3. Off the rim. No. And the rebound to Hudson. Johnson Brock really doesn't need to take those with an 8-point lead, but they launched it. It didn't go. Here comes Slagle into the corner. Silva for 3. That doesn't go. And the rebound to Brooklyn Barons. Hannah Cadle chases Barons down the court. Across the timeline comes Barons. Mitchell Atkinson, the coach for Johnson Brock, shouting instructions from the sideline. Rasmussen holds the ball. Gives to Ottoman left side. Johnson Brock doesn't have to be in any big hurry here. They're up by 8. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Weiss is going to take it into the right side. Kniffelmeyer for 3. Got it! Natalie Kniffelmeyer, another huge 3. And that prompts a timeout from Coach Shanna Gerberding with 4:26 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 11, 41-30. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
High school, 4 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the ballgame. 41-30, Johnson Brock is up now at the 4:26 mark here in the fourth. JB trailed by as much as 8 in the second quarter, led by as much as 12 in the third quarter, and they are now up by 11 with 4:26 to play. BDS will have the basketball. This one is far from over, folks. We got a lot of basketball to play. Keep in mind that BDS has not scored in this period. We've played 3.5 minutes of scoreless basketball for BDS. Okay, Slagle brings it into fourth court to Hannah Cadle. Up top to Slagle. Right side Miller. Inside Hudson against Ottoman. Shot is up. No. Ottoman has the rebound and a jump ball is called. The possession arrow will stay with BDS. BDS will keep the basketball. Taryn Ottoman working hard defensively into there against the 6'3" Jessa Hudson. Miller to inbound it. Lobs it up top to Slagle. Off to Cadle with the ball. Around to Silva. Inside again Hudson. Cadle for 3. Got it. And a Cadle, her third three-pointer. Pulls it back now to an 8-point basketball game. 41-33. Under 4 minutes to go. 3:55 on the game clock. They've gone to a man-to-man defense now for BDS. They finally came out of that zone, coming out and put some pressure on Johnson Brock. Kniffelmeyer gives it up to Barons. Let's see what Johnson Brock does against the man-to-man. Barons in the paint, flips it out. The ball nearly tipped away. Kniffelmeyer comes up with it to the near side to Ottoman. They're going to run the man-to-man now. Johnson Brock may go into a delay game here. We're inside of 3.5 minutes to play. You're up by 8 with 3:23 to go. Weiss comes to the near side, gives to Rasmussen. Rasmussen guarded by Miller, reverses her dribble, comes back to the near side. Chloe Weiss. Weiss driving baseline, right side, layup, she fouled. Chloe Weiss took it to the hole, wanted to go in for the lay-in. She's fouled by Hannah Cadle. On Cadle, her first personal. That's the first team foul of the half on BDS. Big free throws here. Chloe Weiss at the line. She has 5 points, has not been to the line yet tonight. Free throw is on the way. It's up and it is good. Chloe Weiss, 6 points in the game now, makes it 42-33, a 9-point lead. Chloe Weiss will make it a double-digit lead again for Johnson Brock if she can hit this one. Weiss, the free throw is on the way. It's up. It is off. Does not fall. And the rebound comes down to BDS. BDS down by 9 in a hurry. Down court with it on the right side is Miller. She's tripped up down there. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. It'll be BDS's basketball on the side in the corner. Waiting for them to post it. The foul is on Brooklyn Behrens, her first. Team foul number 5 of the half. This is Hannah Cadel with the basketball. Cadel kicks it to Miller in the corner. Back to Cadel. Law pass into Hudson. Hudson hands it, give and go. Ball is loose. Traveling is going to be called on Hoynes, and Hoynes is not happy. Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2:53 to play in the ballgame. 42-33, Johnson Brock up by 9. Back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action, Johnson Brock's basketball. The inbound pass to Taryn Ottima. Down court, Knippelmeyer in a hurry. Johnson Brock back up top to Chloe Weiss. The Eagles can afford to be patient here against this man-to-man defense. Weiss gives it up to Ottoman. Hudson comes clear out to chase her in the man-to-man defense. Ottoman just holds the ball a minute. She's getting close to the count. Now dribbles the ball to the near side. Ottoman needs help to get rid of it. Somebody has to come and help Taryn. They're slapping at her. And now we finally get a foul called. And the foul is going to be called on Hudson. On Hudson. That'll be her second personal. That's only team foul number 2. So if BDS has to foul, they're going to have to foul a lot before they can put Johnson Brock even to get him to the free throw line. Only 2 team fouls thus far on BDS. Brooklyn Behrens hands the ball to Ottoman. They'll foul her again. So now BDS has obviously decided it's time to commit the fouls to try and put them to the line. That's only the 3rd team foul. They got 3 more to give before they'll get anybody to the free throw line. Meanwhile, the clock is wound down to 2:19 to play in the ballgame. Johnson Brock trying to get to the state tournament. Oh, a lob pass in that's stolen away by Slagle, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Behrens, and that's exactly what you did not want to happen if you're on the Johnson Brock side of the ledger here tonight. BDS with the basketball now, down by 9. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Slagle in backcourt. Bounce pass to the left side. Across it goes right elbow Silva. Silva almost has it taken away. Gives to Hannah Cadel. Cadel has it knocked loose by Chloe Weiss. Back to Slagle it comes. She beats Cadel on the right wing. 1:58 to go. We're inside of 2 minutes. Miller inside to Hudson. Hudson can't get the shot. Back to Miller. She loses the ball out of bounds. It went between the legs of Hannah Miller. She lost it out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Full court pressure now by BDS with 1:51 to go. We're inside of 2 minutes to play. 33-42. Johnson Brock up. There's another whistle and a foul is going to be called. They need to foul and foul quickly to get him to the line. That's Hannah Miller picking up her 3rd personal. We're down to 1:50 to go now. Inbound the pass again to Ottoman. Cadel comes up and fouls her immediately. Hannah Cadel picks up her 3rd personal. That's 5 team fouls. Still have another one to give before we start shooting 1-1 here. 1:48 on the clock. Boy, they're doing a good job of fouling immediately with the ball. Again, Cadel comes in and quickly fouls Ottoman. So that was 16 fouls. The next foul, Johnson Brock will be at the line. So now Johnson Brock wants the ball in the hands of their best free throw shooters, as this could turn into a free throw shooting contest. 1:46 to play in the ballgame, 42-33. Johnson Brock up by 9. They inbound the ball, and they're going to say Ottoman stepped on the sideline out of bounds. It's not a foul. It's a turnover, and the ball goes back to BDS. So BDS was trying to commit the foul to put Johnson Brock to the line. Instead, they got Ottoman to step on the sideline for the out-of-bounds call. Ball is inbounds to Hannah Cadel. Cadel dribbles to the baseline. Gives it to Miller, left wing. Miller to the top of the key. On the right side is Hoynes. Back away 3. Hoynes up and off, no good. Rebound, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer on the dribble down court. She has the ball knocked away. Grabbing it up is Weiss. Weiss into forecourt. A reach in foul. They're going to foul Weiss and put her to the line. Meanwhile, the clock has wound down to a minute 27 to go in the ballgame. Still 42-33. Johnson Brock up by 9. The foul is going to be on Dixon, her first, at the free throw line, Chloe Weiss. Weiss is 1 out of 2 from the line, shooting 1 and 1. It's up and off, no good. Rebound, Hudson. BDS with the basketball to Hannah Cadle down court. Cadle backs it out to the corner, left side to Miller. Across court, Holmes, that's with the basketball. It goes out of bounds, knocked out of the hands of Ashley Slagle. Touch last by Johnson Brock. The clock down to a minute 17 to go. 42-33, 9-point lead for Johnson Brock. Clock running a minute 12, minute 11. Hannah Cadle, long three in the corner. Off, no good. Knippelmeyer tips the ball over to Ottoman. Ottoman comes up with the basketball. Taryn Ottoman starts down court. Got it across the timeline. And a whistle and a foul. Taryn Ottoman will now go to the line. Johnson Brock can win this thing at the free throw line if BDS continues to foul. We're down to 1:02 to go. That foul was on Hannah Miller. That's her fourth personal. Taryn Ottoman will be at the free throw line. She is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. Has 12 points in the basketball game, including 3 three-pointers that she hit. Two of those back in the third quarter. Here, Taryn Ottoman at the line, shooting 1 and 1 for the sophomore. The free throw is on the way. It's up, it is good. Ottoman has given Johnson Brock a double-digit lead, what is essentially a 4-possession lead now, up by 10. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw is on the way. It's up, it's good also. Got them both. Ottoman hits a pair. 44-33, the lead is 11 for Johnson Brock with 1 minute to play in the ballgame. With the basketball is Slagle. Lobs it inside to Hudson. Hudson beats it back to Hoyne. Shot is up, no. Hudson, follow shot, put back up and good. Jessa Hudson got it down, and we've got timeout on the floor, BDS. Clock is down to 48 seconds to go. 44-35, Johnson Brock up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoreboard on the wall at Johnson Brock says 48 seconds to play. Johnson Brock leading 44-35. Johnson Brock. Well, this is interesting. They will have the basketball under the BDS basket. All 5 girls from Johnson Brock are lining up on the baseline out of bounds. I've never seen this before. Those of you watching, and now we're going to have a timeout by BDS. They don't know if they're going to talk about how to deal with this. So we're going to step aside for another 30-second break here on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Right, Johnson Brock to inbound it under the BDS basket. All 5 girls lining up on the baseline out of bounds. Inbounding it'll be Chloe Weiss, waiting for somebody to break open. They lob it into Ottoman. Ottoman is bumped and fouled immediately. That only took a second off the clock. We still have 47 seconds to play. We walk to the other end. Taryn Ottoman was at the line a moment ago and made 2 in a row. She's made 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. She has 14 points in the ballgame for the sophomore. Taryn Ottoman here shooting 1 and 1. The free throw is on the way. It's up. It is good. Taryn Ottoman with 3 huge free throws here in the last few seconds has made 3 in a row. Now 6 of 7 from the line. Ottoman's second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's good. Hit them both. 46-35. The lead is 11. Slagle on the dribble. Chloe Weiss chases her down the floor. Slagle goes to the corner. Up to Hannah Cadle. Cadle backs it out with 38 seconds. Underneath Hudson. Hudson shot up. Can't get it. Over Ottoman. Shot up again. Can't get it. Hudson with another shot up. Can't get it. And now finally fouled, and she slams the ball to the floor. Wow. Johnson Brock fans wanted a tee there. She slammed the ball to the floor. It went high in the air. The foul was on Ottoman, her second, at the free throw line. Hudson, the 6'3 senior, she's 1-for-1 from the line, shooting 1-and-1. Shot is up and good. Hudson now in double figures. She has 10 points in the basketball game. Makes it 46-36. The lead is 10 with 29.9 seconds to go. Hudson's second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. The lead is back down to 9 now. Full court pressure. Inbound the pass. They get it into Ottoman. Ottoman will be fouled by Schlegel immediately. They wanted to get it into Tara Ottoman's hand. She's been doing well. Had the hot hand here at the line. Tara Ottoman, now 7 of 8 from the line, has 16 points. Here, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Boy, big free throw shooting here by the sophomore Taryn Ottoman in this fourth quarter. That puts Johnson Brock back up by 10 with 28 seconds. Second shot is up. It's good. Taryn Ottoman, 4-2 at the free throw line. Back to an 11-point Johnson Brock lead. Things are looking pretty good right now for the Lady Eagles for a trip to state. Slagle in backcourt, being harassed, gets it off to Hoynes. Hoynes across the timeline to the near side, Miller. Slagle for three, left wing. It's off, no good. Rebound, BDS. Follow shot is up. It won't go. Rebound, Hudson. Whistle and a foul on the floor. I think we're going to put Hudson back to the line here with 10 seconds to play, but I believe it's kind of becoming academic now. That'll be team foul number 8 at the free throw line. Will be Hudson, Jessa Hudson. She's 3-for-3 from the line. I believe Coach Shanna Gerberding starting to send some subs out onto the floor here with 10 seconds to play, waving the white flag. Hudson at the line to shoot one. Now, wait a minute. They're discussing whether it's 1-and-1 or a two-shot foul situation here now. Our officials talking this one over. They indicate that we are shooting 1-and-1, I believe. Free throw is on the way up and good. She'll have another. Jessica Hudson, 4-for-4 from the line, 12 points tonight. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show, both here on Sunny and on Strive TV. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Hudson's second free throw is up, and it's off, no good. Rebound brought down by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman holds the ball, though, just let him dribble it out. And that's going to be your ball game. Johnson Brock will dribble this thing out. 48-38, your final score tonight. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are headed to the state basketball tournament in 2023 with the win tonight, 48-38. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3.